Today, more than 150 nations have signed a landmark international agreement on managing migration. The UN Pact, which is not legally binding, was adopted at a meeting in Marrakesh in Morocco. While Marta Foresti is with the Overseas Development Institute, an independent think tank focusing on improving the lives of the world's poorest people, and she was there for Ms. Merkel's speech.
She gave a really good speech, and actually Charles Michel, the Prime Minister of Belgium, also gave a very, very passionate speech. Interestingly, she emphasised a lot, I think, the realities and the pressure that she's been under domestically, particularly around the absolute necessity to address the reality of illegal or irregular migration and the need to find solutions. But importantly, to my mind, she reminded us all about the history of her own country at the end of the Second World War, where states came together, indeed founded the United Nations, in large part as a result of what happened in Germany with National Socialism and with an attempt to cooperate, to try to avoid in the future the rise of, you know, nationalism. So she concluded by saying that this was a compact worth fighting for, and don't we know that she did fight for it.
From your point of view, what are the key lines in this agreement?
So the key lines in this agreement is that it recognises and reinforces the reality that states have sovereign power when it comes to setting their own migration policies and their own border control. But it recognises that migration being a matter of people moving between states, it requires cooperation between states also to be able to find practical ways to have solutions to better manage the reality of global migration.
You mentioned countries can choose from a list of options. One of the problems with this is it's non-binding, isn't it? And some of the key countries, many would argue, America, Australia, a number of EU countries, have not signed up.
Yes, as you say, it is non-binding. Let me put to you that I don't think that's necessarily a problem, though. In fact, many international agreements, global agreements, are non-binding. Think, for example, the Agenda 2030 on Sustainable Development. That's a non-binding agreement. So it's not new that the international community signs up to political agreement.